podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I want to ask Jeremy about his doctor's appointment on Friday. Jared wrote to us about a doctor. Jeremy went to see a doctor. For a month, Emily and I have had to put up with all this talk about Jeremy's physical.
You're
the first person to ever get a physical.
Well, it's the first one I've had since I was like eight, so I was nervous about it.
Let's cut to the chase. How was the finger move?
I didn't get the finger.
Huh?
Yeah, he said, I'm still too young. He's like, we don't need to do that this time.
So all of that nonsense that we went through.
You're still soft and supple. My prostate is.
But
he did fondle my junk, so that was strange. That was something different.
Did he buy you a cocktail first?
That was weird.
And blood work all good?
Blood work this Saturday. I have to fast
before
the morning. Yeah. How about that? I went after.
Yeah, you're supposed to get your blood work done before.
Well, there's some family history things that he wanted to discuss about.
So what did this guy do to you? Did you just sit down and just have a cup of
coffee? He fondled my junk and took some of my blood pressure.
I'm not sure you're actually at a doctor's office.
That's what I do every Friday night.
So I thought you're supposed to get your blood work done
after.
Soon.
Well, there's
so that you
family
can...
history, because there's family history stuff that he wanted to talk about first, because then they want to run specific blood tests for certain things, so that's why it's later.
I
mention that he fondled my junk?
This is like much ado about nothing. So for a month,
yeah, well,
and he just had you coffee, looked at your ears.
I have high blood pressure, so there's that. I've kind of
work related.
It's working with Dom for 10.5 years.
Oh,
is what that
God.
Is.
Did he have a degree up on the wall? Are you sure about that?
I don't know. He seemed new at this. I don't know.
Your exam was in a van on Colfax.
Yeah, was that wrong? I don't know.
Was he wearing overalls?
He gave me a lollipop.
All right, well, good. I'm glad you're other than your...
Other than
your blood pressure, you're healthy?
I seem to be okay.
Ish.
Yeah.
Let's get to the meat of our discussion. This is a note from Jared. First of all, I didn't even know this was possible, because I thought there was random drug testing.
Right, some rules and regulations.
But apparently there's not. Jared writes, Dom, I found out that I need surgery, and my doctor referred me to a specialist. It just so happens that the specialist is a college friend of mine from almost 20 years ago. We've stayed in touch, and he thought it was cool that I was referred to him. But here's the thing. The guy is known as a very good surgeon, but I know him from college, and he was a major pothead all through school. I've asked around to some of our mutual friends, and they say, no, he never gave it up. He's still a pothead. My wife says I'm insane to let him put a scalpel on my abdomen, and I tend to agree with her. But at the same time, what excuse do I give? I can't really call his office and say, I don't want a stoner cutting on me. Am I blowing this out of proportion? Thoughts? Jared, did you guys... See, I even called... my daughter-in-law is a nurse. And
you researched it.
I did. I called her and I said, aren't there random drug tests for doctors? She goes, nope.
Wow, what? That's surprising.
I've got friends of mine who are flight attendants. And if they're on call, let's say on a weekend, they're not booked to go somewhere, but they're maybe on call in case somebody calls in sick. They won't drink or anything that weekend because they get random alcohol tests and drug tests.
Hand out a Sprite on an airplane.
Right.
Yeah.
This guy's cutting on you.
But this is a surgeon, and he can be a pothead.
Maybe it makes him more focused. It really just gets him in the zone when he's high as a kite.
I mean, he's been a surgeon for a while, so you'd
like
to
think that... And they say he's a good one.
Yeah, so I'm sure it's not like he's waking bacon and going to the office.
Still.
Fingers crossed.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it,
no. Because that stuff jacks with your brain, doesn't it? I don't know. I've never done it.
So you're saying he should blow it up?
Reschedule with somebody else?
What do you think, Emily?
You know, I think...
And by the way, we're going to open this up to listeners, too.
I get where they're coming from, but come on. It's been a while. He's not in trouble. He's fine. Just fine.
So
okay.
Emily says, go to the pothead and let him cut on you. Jeremy says, don't.
If he's wearing tie-dye, even better.
Grateful Dead music.
He's got a manual open next to him.
Yeah, does he have dreads?
I don't know. Let's find out. Here's Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks. So I don't need surgery. What's the story?
Well, I was saying I have plenty of friends that are very successful. Everybody smokes a little bit of pot here and there. I would say the doctor.
Wait. Let me stop you there. You said everybody smokes pot?
I don't.
I think almost everybody does it.
I don't smoke pot.
How high are you right now, sir?
Yeah.
Oh. I am not high at all.
I don't think we can take and assume, Ben, that everybody does it. So go back and make your point without that.
All right. Well, I think that plenty of people smoking pot, it affects everybody a different way. I have friends that went through college that smoke weed every day. One of them is a very successful engineer now, and he still smokes weed. I mean, it depends on the person, and I don't think the doctor is toking up and ripping a bong before he's digging into anybody on the surgery table. So
you know what's funny is that I was leaning towards saying, yes, go ahead and do it, until I talked to you.
And now
you've got me going the other direction, Ben, to be quite honest with you. Listen, thanks for being on the show.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, Ben.
What? Colorado.
Hey, yeah.
No, thanks, Ben. I don't think I will. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. What do you have to say?
Good. I think you should go for it.
Yeah, why not? It's not your abdomen, right?
No. I'm dating a med student, and med school is no easy feat. Not that that's news. But he had to get through school somehow, and that takes intense studying and intense focus. And I know you guys are joking about maybe that really helps him focus. But
I got a big test tomorrow. I got to rip a bong and toke a big one or whatever that guy said.
I mean, when I was in high school, I had friends that would go get high during lunch, and I didn't smoke any. But I would be struggling so hard on my chemistry test just to get a C, and they would come in and get A's, like 98%.
Nailed it.
I don't know how they did it. So maybe they're
liking,
not.
I don't know either.
Liking the.
Well, listen, we don't know. We've never done it. They could, like I said, it could make you so focused and so good. It's different. Different strokes for
Megan,
different folks.
I got your vote. Thanks for being on the show.
Okay.
All right. We appreciate that.
Raw.
Hello, Sherelle.
Hello. Good morning.
What's your take on this?
No way, Jose.
No?
Because I was in high school, and I was that person at lunch break smoking pot. I'm now in the medical field. I'm a nurse practitioner, and we do not have random drug tests. But do you want to take the chance of being that patient that gives them reason? So if something goes wrong, then they have cause to do a random drug test. So why take your chances if you know that you could potentially be the patient that could make them have cause to do a drug test?
Well, here's my thinking, and I think you might agree with me, Sherelle. I don't harshly judge people who participate in the recreational. It's your life. Do whatever you want. However, there are consequences, and some of those consequences are that there will be people who don't want to do business with you because of that. So you accept the consequence. And one of those, if you're going to come to my house, say, and I don't know, if say you are an engineer, like that guy talked about, and you go to an office with your briefcase and stuff like that, fine, I don't have a problem with that. But when you are cutting into somebody's body, you don't. People don't
then
see a
you're
difference.
You're affected by it.
Yeah, people don't see a difference between an engineer or an architect or something like that and a surgeon.
But we don't know that this surgeon is high at work. If
but
it's on the weekend,
yeah. But you said it yourself.
He
you don't
been
know
high the night before.
Yeah, you said you said it yourself. You
I
don't
mean,
know.
Still, it's like coming into work with an awful hangover. I mean, marijuana is very different. I agree, and there's not necessarily a hangover in the next day, but you do have after effects. And even if you smoked 3 joints the night before, I feel like there's going to be some sort of lag in your critical thinking, your reaction time. And do you want to be the patient on the table that when there's that lag? And
that's what I'm saying. It's like, look, I don't care what people do when they're off time and stuff like that, but
But it does affect you in your on time, even if you're doing it
in your memory.
No. And I agree with you. I'm saying I don't care what other people do in their off time, but sometimes when you have a particular career, it can affect it, right? Do you want your want your bus driver being a pothead?
I don't think so.
Do you?
No, when you're in the bus.
Yeah, if you're on the bus, you don't want to know that guy is on any kind, whether it's alcohol or marijuana.
You missed my stop.
This guy has been a surgeon for a very long time with nothing. I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that he's responsible enough to not go into work with any sort of weed hangover.
Famous last words.
You come out for you go for abdomen surgery and you go out with
something goes
lost
wrong,
toes.
And then he has to take a drug test. So if you know, why take the chances of even putting yourself on that table?
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
What do you think?
I say go. I think you're getting caught on this whole classification of pothead. I mean, this is a man who obviously went through 12 years of school, who has, as you said, they did research. He's got a great reputation. They've done their research. He's a good surgeon. He's got a name. He's a professional. So if he partakes on the weekend, you know, does that mean he's a pothead? I mean, knowing, does he do it every day or does he only do it?
Well,
on
the bottom line here, Laurie, is that none of us know. So only thing that Jared can go by are the mutual friends who used the word pothead to him.
The gossipers.
That's what they know.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, I mean, Dom, we all grow up, right? And for him to go through 12 years of school and have some surgical experience behind him, he's not a 22-year-old in college partying it up.
Right.
I mean,
I wouldn't necessarily agree that we all grow up. I mean, I talked to Ben a couple of minutes ago.
Smoking weed every day.
But the rest of us grow up.
Good for you. Lori, thanks for being on the show.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate your call. All right. So, Emily's already voted yes.
Yep.
Jeremy voted no.
No.
Chris just walked into the room. Chris, the surgeon who does the recreational, would you use him to cut on you?
No.
Chris says no. Oh, crikey. I was going to say no, too. So that gives us a tie at 4-4. Ooh. Well, you know what? That just tells Jared.
Just smoke a joint before you go in, Jared.
No, I know. Everybody's a little too uptight right now. We all need to do a little weed.
I think Jared needs to listen to his wife.
Ah, good point.
Because she said don't do it.
All right.
Well,
one more call.
Have Ben call
one
back.
More.
One more call to break the tie. 303-631-1MIX, 631-1640, because I cannot let it end in a tie.
Put the Cheetos down and give us a call.
I need one person to break the tie. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cheryl.
Cheryl. All right. Is Jared going to use the doctor or not?
I say he should use the doctor.
Yeah.
We don't know if, you know, our very own doctor could smoke marijuana. We don't know that. So, I mean, if he didn't know, he would probably use him. So, act like you don't know and use him.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Bam!
All right, and there you go. All right.
I guess he's going.
So, I guess, Jared, you are going to let the pothead cut on you.
Nice knowing
right.
you.
Or just suffer through your illness.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Would you call this a polarizing topic?
Yes.
I
passionate.
Think so.
Yeah, it is. And we really appreciate all your calls. Thanks a lot.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.